Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney and Inside Access. Watch on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe at Baltimore 105.7 The Fan.
Every score, every swing, every sharp take. BetMGM Tonight continues with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle.
Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. Before we get to Let's Go Streaking, because this might be one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Combs just sent a graphic in our text chat here, Brad. I don't know where this came from. I don't know what idiot put this out on social media. But it's basically if you were to start an actual NFL team with a quarterback, a running back, and two wide receivers, they had number one, Josh Allen, which I don't mind. The rest is just completely wrong. Jonathan Taylor at running back, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and A.J. Brown as your wide receivers. I'm sorry.
A.J. Brown, get out of here. Yeah, that is wrong. The other guys? Jonathan Taylor? You got an issue with Jonathan Taylor, or would you take over JTT?
Either of the other two running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson.
Okay. There's an argument there. That's fair. But
Jonathan Taylor might be the best pure running back in the NFL. And again, I know this isn't for fantasy purposes. This is if you were starting an actual NFL team. I'm sorry. Give me the guys that can easily rip off 1,000 yards or about 800 yards receiving in a season as well. And Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. That's who I am absolutely leaning towards. And those are younger guys. So again, I don't know if this is just a one season that we'd be doing or if this is you're starting like a franchise for like multiple years. Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson easily over Jonathan Taylor. And then again, A.J. Brown. I mean, come on. And they have Puka Nacua at three in the third tier with Justin Jefferson. No way. There is no shot. Look, Jaxon Smith-Njigba had an amazing season this year, and he was the best receiver.
He did.
Or the second best receiver in football. But Puka Nacua is better than him. Justin Jefferson, if he actually had somebody that could throw with a pulse and an arm and not J.J. McCarthy throwing on the football last year, Justin Jefferson was breaking records, you know, for the first couple years of his career. So I got a big problem with whoever made this.
Pat.
Jamar Chase, by the way.
You're thinking of this all wrong. This isn't tiers. This is just three groups. And pick which group you would take. This isn't tiers. It's like, it's not going to give you the four best players, and then they've got to mix it up. So it's which of these groups would you choose to start your team with? And I agree with you. I think that 2 and 3 are far superior than team one. But you went all Wemby on it. You know, you're so mad about Wemby. And so you're just taking it out on this post.
Always comes back to Wemby. Always does.
So you got to choose. You got to choose one. All right. So then let's do this here. So group one is Josh Allen, Jonathan Taylor, JSN, and AJ Brown. Group two, or team two, if you will, Patrick Mahomes, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. Team three, Lamar Jackson, Bijan Robinson, Justin Jefferson, Puka Nacua. I'm going with three. Although I can make the case for two because I'd rather have Mahomes than Lamar Jackson. But I think the other positions outside of quarterback are better for team three.
Yeah, I'm going to take two all day. Period in his story. So there you have it.
Okay. All right. Well, that was that. Combs, thank you for correct. I didn't know if that was – I thought that was tiers. Okay. You would have picked one of those three. Gotcha. All right. Well, how about this? Crack. That's the sound of the bat hitting the baseball and a reward being dropped into your account. No, not the drug. Take a swing each day in our free-to-play game. If you get a hit, you'll score a reward depending on whether you hit was a single, double, triple, or home run. This game is exclusively available at BetMGM. Here's how it works. You play as the batter and you select an area of the strike zone. And if you get a hit, you win a prize. And you can win a $50 bonus bet, an odds boost token, a parlay boost token, or a same game parlay boost token. But all right, it's just after 6:45 p.m. Eastern. Let's go streaking.
We won a game yesterday. We win one today. That's two in a row. We win one tomorrow. That's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
We're going streaking! Yes!
All right. We go around the crew, and everybody just picks one batter to correctly get a hit. Brad, why don't you kick us off? You picked the St. Louis Cardinal yesterday, and you got off the schneid. You had a little slump. Mason Wynn came through for you. So you and Monty, the only active streakers right now, who are you rocking with for tonight?
Yeah, Mason Wynn, the appropriate slump buster. I'm going to go with Mikael Garcia, and I'm going to go ahead and kiss that royal cloak against the Chicago White Sox. I think he's going to go streaking for me to two. He's got a hit in eight of his last 10 games. He's facing a left-handed pitcher and Noah Schultz against the lefties this season. Garcia batting a ridiculous 429. He's in 436 in his last seven games. He's also got over a 1200 OPS against left-handed pitchers. Schultz, 4.68 ERA and a 6.52 ERA in the month of May. Mikael Garcia, take me streaking to two.
All righty, there you go. I'm going to break all of your guys' hearts, all the Cubs fans on this show. I'm so sorry. I'm going with Ozzy Albies. Batting third tonight for the Atlanta Braves against Shota Imanaga, pitching for the Cubs. The lefty, yes, he's been great, but I like the lifetime numbers here for Ozzy Albies, who historically hits lefties very, very well. 5-for-9 lifetime against Shota Imanaga with two home runs as well. And you look at what Mr. Albies has been doing here lately. He actually hasn't gotten a hit in the last two games, but he was red hot to start the month of May. And again, against left-handed pitchers this year, hitting .358 with an OPS of .968. So, yeah, I like the matchup here tonight. Ozzy Albies in the three-hole. Get me a knock against Shota Imanaga. All right, let's go to producer Brandon Combs. Combsy, who are you rolling with? I got a unique set of skills. Catching meat in my mouth is one of them.
All right. I am going to go. I am going to go with Yordan Alvarez against the Seattle Mariners tonight. Yordan Alvarez hitting .307 lifetime against the Seattle Mariners. He rakes against Seattle. So give me Yordan against a right-handed pitcher too tonight, I believe. So I like the matchup.
Okay, and then finally, let's go to Monty. Michael Montgomery, our video producer, the owner and operator of batters-box.com. The hyphen! Monty's got the streak of two. And he did have the legendary streak of 14 in a row when we started this segment a couple of weeks ago. So don't be surprised you see Monty in the double digits again soon. Monty, who you rolling with for tonight?
Oh, gas me up some more, Pat, please. No, I'm just kidding. Corbin Carroll. get a hit at the Rangers. I got an elite matchup for him against Kumar Rocker in Texas. Rocker's allowing an insane 59% hard contact to lefties this season. Almost .300 batting average. I got Corbin's WOBA, ISO, and hard contact all increasing by at least 12% in this matchup. In 88 games with an elite rating, Carroll's getting a hit 71% of the time. This is a bit of a small trend here. Rockers face 39 elite rated hitters, and nearly 70% are getting a hit. So two trends pointing in the right direction and great advanced stats. So I think we're getting to three, and hopefully we get to like 30.
There it is. I'll gas you up some more, Monty, by the way. Your goatee is excellent. You're handsome.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm sure. By the way, how long have you been growing that goatee? Play that drop again, Combs, months. Please. I love giving it to Monty. I do love giving it to Monty. How long you had that goatee going?
Just a couple months.
And before that, you were what, clean shaven, or were you sporting a full beard?
Yes. He looked clean like he shaven. Was 12.
That's why I have the goatee.
Have you normally been clean shaven your whole life? So now that you're a dad, your daughter is what, almost a year old?
15 months.
15 months. So was it around the time that she turned one where you're like, all right, I'm going to fully embrace the dad look here. I've got to get the goatee going.
Yeah, pretty much shortly after her first birthday party, I said, let's see how it looks. Let's grow it out and take it from there. So here we are.
And is the wife a fan of it?
Eventually. It was a slow burn, but we got her on the right side.
Oh, okay. All right. Winner.
Michael, you know, I wasn't a fan of your goatee at first, but now I'm really warming up to it.
Yeah.
Brad, have you...
Great impression.
Thank you. Yeah, it's turned your wife into like a Jersey Shore character.
Yeah.
Brad, by the way, when's the last time you like rocked a beard?
I can't rock a beard. I look like Ricky Williams, like old school Ricky Williams. It looks a little splotchy, so it looks dumb, quite frankly, on me. I've had a goatee before for a hot minute. I even grew a mustache for a hot minute. That has officially been banned at Casa de Evans, and the wife has threatened divorce, so it will never happen again.
Wow. And I feel like Combs, you just perpetually have the 5 o'clock shadow look going.
Did he call it a mustache?
He did.
Okay. Mustache.
Just he did.
Yes.
All right.
I like it. Talk some football when we come back. How many international games are too many international games? This is better.
This is Westwood One Sports.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.